guys, welcome to another exciting episode on Alien Radio. It's your girl Oyenda, and I have with me
Sam. How you guys doing? Welcome back.
welcome back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my voice is horrible. But guys, I'm so excited as usual because Friday, and I cannot wait to, you know, I don't know, for some reason today I'm just chilled. I'm happy that it's Friday, but
yeah. So is it because it's our 30th episode? I think so.
Yeah. So guys, it's our 30th episode, and I'm so proud of us. Like, I mean, I'm really proud of us. Like, I'm super excited. It's our 30th episode, guys. So don't forget to wish us well in our comment section when we post this episode. All right, guys. So without further ado, I'm just going to go right straight into it on what's trending on the online space. I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm a super fan of Power, right? There's this series called Power. I don't know. Samuel, have you watched it before?
Yeah. 50s.
Why are you laughing?
No, the way you always
Do I always explain after I say something?
No, the way you always like, yeah, we're not living under a rock. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm surprised you're not living under a rock. You act like you're living under a rock. Anyway, guys, so Power Book 2.
You are actually the rock itself. Ignore this dude.
So Power is coming out on March 17th on Stars. If you have Amazon Prime, I'm sure it's going to be there. Stay glued to your TV. March 17th, Power is coming out. I love, love, love it. And if you haven't watched Power before, I mean, I suggest you watch it. That's if you're like 18 plus. Yeah, 18 plus above. Like if you're above 18, you can watch it. It's a really nice series, very nice, unpredictable. I like when I'm not able to predict a movie or a series or what. That's how you know that it's a really good one. So I really love it. So Ghost is coming out March 17 on Stars. Like I said, you should watch it. Samuel, what do you have for us?
Okay, somewhere in Spain is an interesting story we just saw. So a court has ordered a man to pay his ex-wife a sum of about £180,000 or about €204,000, right? And exactly, that's the question, for domestic work which she carried out during the course of their marriage. So, no kidding. Like this one, you know, so
the lady was like, this is a joke.
No, no jokes.
That really?
She dedicated herself exclusively to housework, you know, looking after her husband and the house, that the man made her like, a specific role for her was doing domestic chores, you know, and that was all she did, you know. So now during the separation and the divorce, so the court was like, okay, compensation for all the work you did during the time of the marriage, you know, basically because she made the case that it subjected her to that, not allowing her to try out any business, doing the other things, you know. So for compensation, the court has ordered the ex-husband to pay €204,000. So guys, beware. don't subject your words. So yeah, that was an interesting one.
That was a good one. Anyway, guys, so what do I have for you? Okay, guys, so there's this Chinese kissing device that lets you smoosh. It'll let you smooch over the internet. Samuel, did you buy one?
Like e-smooching?
Yeah, like I saw that. Like, so it's like a, it's a kissing device. Like when you're talking to your partner over the phone or something. I don't know how it's connected. I don't know what it is, but
you're not bringing us the story now. Why won't you know? Like, have you tried it?
Well, did you buy one?
I don't know. You're bringing the story to me. You're asking me if I bought one. Are you the one selling? I don't understand why. I don't get. What was all this?
You never know.
You came up with a story.
I know, but you're
now you're asking me about voting.
Why are you being defensive? Why?
No, because I don't know your questions. Are not
it's what you can do. You can literally order this thing on Amazon. It's what you can.
It's what
do.
I can do.
Because it's a kissing device.
Yeah, yeah. It just shows how much you don't know me. Depending on
electrical, so guys,
when there's the
so if you want to send your faraway lover a kiss, there's a let me read what they wrote. There is a Chinese contraption.
No, I'll send the link to your husband so you can
as a way.
Because that's what you like.
I'll send to your wife too. A Chinese contraption advertised as a way of couples to share real physical intimacy from a distance. And people are, I mean, this thing is getting the buzz. It says here that the device is equipped with pressure sensors and actuators and is said to be able to mimic a real kiss by replicating the pressure, movement, and temperature of a user's lips, while also transmitting the sound the user makes. So Samuel, when you use it, do you mind telling us your experience with this device?
Are you done with the story? Because
I'm done.
There's something I saw in Kenya. I saw it in Kenya. And this actually caught my attention for so many reasons. And so this lady says that her husband impregnated a woman outside of marriage, and she wished that the husband never became wealthy, right? So that was like the headline. So I read the story just because it caught my attention, because I read something like this before, and I'll get to it later to what I think of your opinion on this. So basically, when I read the story, she was like, they started from humble beginnings, you know, started from school, blah, blah, blah. And he then got a good job, a government job, you know, with very nice perks. Then when it became very comfortable, then he started seeing other women, you know, philandering and all that stuff. And basically, she rules the fact that he eventually became wealthy, you know, that she believed if he did not have the resources, right, that he would have stayed true to her, you know. And it got me feeling some type of way, because I've heard something like this before, you know, like, because I've heard some people say, like, you know, they do not really pray for their partners to be really, really wealthy, right? So they can, you know, so like they don't look outside and all that stuff. Or
they can still be poor and get multiple people pregnant. So what is she saying?
Exactly. So a lot of ladies are divided on this, to be honest, because I've seen like a lot of people, I mean, some on the other side of it, of the divide, saying like, just if he has like just limited resources, you know, like he wouldn't be, because it's a bit tricky, to be honest. But that was what I saw, and I was like, you know, for a woman to, so now the marriage is broken. I mean, she has left the marriage, but it just got me interested to see how some people might think, you know, like that might be the true cause, you know, which it might not. I mean, as you said, like, someone born that way may just be that way, regardless of what resources he has, you know. So, but I mean, that was what she felt, because she felt prior to him becoming more comfortable, I mean, he didn't display such traits, you know. So all of a sudden, when she even said in this story, I mean, like, there were two other women, you know, not just one, you know. So it just caught my attention. I was like, wow, like, you know, like, you know. So it just got me thinking, like, so you can really wish or pray for your partner not to be successful, you know,
it's gonna affect her too. So I don't know why. So she would rather be poor than have her partner wealthy and exploring other options.
Well, but in that situation, not necessarily poor, like just being okay, you know, not poor actually.
I mean, there are women everywhere. Yeah, the same way there are men everywhere. So it's not about money. It's not about money. Yeah, in some photos, I mean, there are people that like money, but I mean, sometimes it could be fun. No, don't you like money?
I do.
You use cowry.
I do.
Exactly. So sometimes it's not about money. It could be loneliness, it could be, I don't know, anything. So I mean, I don't agree with her own line of thought, but anyway, it is what it is, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did. Sit back, relax, don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we have more juicy stuff in store for you.
And special shout out, guys. Wednesday was International Women's Day, so special shout out to all the responsible women out there, you know, the Onyindas of our time, you know. Thank you,
you know,
so much.
Hey, this is kind of hype. I like
such
nonsense you always do. Happy International Women's Day.
Yeah, so thank you to all the women. To be honest, like, you guys are really amazing. We appreciate what you do. I mean, there wouldn't be life without women, you know. So yes, thank you so much for all you do. And again, guys, see, like we said, I mean, this episode is really going to be exciting because it's our 30th one, you know, and we have something in the bag for you guys. So sit back, relax, do not talk about that. We'll be right back. You know what time it is.
Not again. Oh, this ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have? Dessert or disaster?
I never thought I'd be in love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip. Then you came in.
To only date the head of football teams, and I was the class clown that always kept you laughing. We were never meant to be, baby, we just happened. So please, don't mess up the trick. Hey, young world, I'm the new Slick Rick. They say I move too quick, but we can't let this moment pass us. Let the hourglass pass right into ashes. Let the wind blow the ash right before my glasses. So I wrote this love letter right before my classes. How could a goddess ask someone that's only average for advice? OMG, you listen to that, bitch? woe is me. Baby, this is tragic, cause we had it. We was magic. I was flying, now I'm crashing. This is bad, real bad, Michael Jackson. Now I'm mad, real mad, Joe Jackson. Usually your boyfriend now,
say
I'ma
you gotta
ask
take
him.
The good with the bad, happy and the sad. Well, will you bring a better future than I had in the past? Oh, cause I don't wanna make the same mistakes I did. I don't wanna fall back on my face again. I'll admit it, I was scared to answer love's call.
Second segment on today's episode, and you can tell I'm still buzzing, you know, the excitement with it. You know, it's our 30th episode, guys, so I mean it's a massive, you know, day for us. So yeah, welcome back, guys, and I've still got with me Onyinka.
Yes, guys, welcome back.
And yeah, today's topic, you know, for sure, I mean it's a special day for us, so the topic is also very special, guys. So, and this one, Oinda, are you ready to shake tables, actually? Are you ready?
I'm ready when you are.
Okay, absolutely. Let's do this. So, this episode's topic is how to maintain intimacy and connection in relationships. Again, how to maintain intimacy and connection in relationships. Oinda, do you want to start on this one?
I will, but aren't we going to introduce our special guest?
Yeah, no. So I was hoping to build the suspense. Yeah. Anyway, guys, you know, I told you. I mean, it's a special episode for us. So we also have a special guest, you know, on today's episode that will be sharing, you know, so much insight on this topic. And I mean, this week was International Women's Day, guys. So I mean, it just makes sense to have a woman again, you know. So again, you guys don't worry about the numbers, guys. You know, so you know, I'm all, you know, regardless of whether it's two against one, I'm good on this one. So I have a dear friend on today's episode as a guest. Her name is Jackie. So Jackie, would you like to say a few words? Introduce yourself to our audience.
Absolutely. Hello. Hi, everyone. Sorry, I sound like someone who just rolled over from sleep. That's not what happened. I'm trying to, you know, it's the new year. We're trying to enter the gym. It's kicking my butt, but
yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Jackie. As Samuel said, I'm trying to think what other special things.
No,
really
don't worry, Jackie.
Feel,
I got you on this
sorry.
One. So, no, guys. So, interesting fact about Jackie. So Jackie has a bit of Cameroon blood, right? She's bilingual, you know. So, she also what else?
I'm bilingual on a good day, please. I started learning French. I started learning French in 2020. It depends on the day. My bilingualism depends on the day.
Yeah. I understand.
But yes, that's basically it about me. But I am full-blown Cameroonian, actually. And a little bit of bilingualism, depends on the day.
Interesting.
And it's really good to have you on here with us. Thank you, Jackie, for honoring our invitation. We're super excited that you're here today. And I cannot wait to just, you know, delve into today's topic and, you know, pick a bit of your brain. So let's
Yeah, for sure. So who would like to go first? I mean, chivalry is not the ladies first. You guys can jump on this one.
I think we should allow our guests, you know, share her view or perspective and stuff like that. I think that'd be nice.
Okay, Jackie.
Oh, okay. Let's put me on the spot. Well, our topic for today is intimacy and relationships. Am I okay?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, Jackie. Okay, perfect. So it's how to maintain intimacy and connection in relationships.
In relationships, yes.
That's right, yeah.
Now, fun fact, I am single, so this is quite the funny topic.
Interesting. Guys, did you hear that?
This is from the mind of a single woman.
Okay, interesting.
So, Jackie, quick one before you start. Single ready to mingle or single...
not searching.
So let us know because we have our audience is, you know, international, so yeah. let us know.
I'm single and working. The day it happens, it happens. Listen, I'm trying to build my life right now. If it happens, yay. If it doesn't happen, we move. How to keep intimacy and connection relationship. I don't really know where to start. I think one thing I would say is I feel like when people get in relationships, they forget that intimacy is a big part, and like trying to connect with your partner is like a big part of the relationship. I feel like people get a bit comfortable, so we forget, like, how did we get to that point? I don't know if that makes sense.
It does. Preach on, please, Jackie. Preach.
So I don't know, and I feel like sometimes in relationships you need to be a bit more, not as strict. I would say strict is the word I would use.
Okay.
Because I find that in the beginning of a relationship, a lot of people are very open to seeing what it is that their partners want, because that builds a big part of the connection, which in turn builds a big part of the intimacy.
True.
But then once you get comfortable with each other, it's just like, forget your needs. I'm here. I'm not leaving. So I don't know. I don't really know if there is a particular way on how to maintain it, because it's situation by situation.
Right.
But I feel like finding a way to always bring a little bit of a spark back is like a big point in keeping a relationship going. Once again, I'm single, so nobody asks me where I'm coming with this. I beg.
Okay.
So... yeah, I don't. For the part where how to maintain it, I don't know. I think it would be fun, though, if sometimes in relationships, like at the beginning of the relationship, a list is made. And then as you go on in the relationship, when you feel that disconnect, bring that list back out. I feel like that would be fun.
Really?
I feel like it would be so much fun, because you bring the list back out and then you pick one thing and you're like, okay, let's try this.
But wouldn't that feel like you're keeping tabs? Wouldn't that be like, for the fact that you have to bring out the list every time, that's even extra work on its own. Don't you think so?
Not necessarily, because in the beginning of a relationship, a lot of people are more comfortable in telling you the things that they want as individuals. Whereas when you're in the relationship, they become a bit more...
complacent.
Exactly, like they wouldn't want to do something that they know you wouldn't want to do. Whereas if you stay open-minded with your partner and you're like, well, let's bring out the list, I don't feel like they would feel that shyness is the word I'm looking for, although it really depends. I don't feel like they would feel that shyness of like, okay, I don't want to tell them because it would hurt their feelings, or they'd feel like I want something a bit different. So bringing out that list will kind of be, it'll be a little game as well. And I feel like a lot of people get a rush out of a game. Mm-hmm. So it's like, in some sense, it can, I don't know. But like I said, I think it really depends. But I don't know. In my head, I don't know.
No, it's okay. Anyway, I'll just go next, Sam. So in regards maintaining intimacy and, you know, that connection in relationships, what I would say is sometimes things happen, things that are like, sometimes people don't even know when they like fall off the wagon, or maybe when they're doing things, because it might not be intentional, right? Mm-hmm. For instance, I'm just going to give an example. One way I think intimacy can be maintained in a relationship is through communication. If both parties open up and then they communicate properly, from like, if from the beginning of the relationship, while you guys are friends or while you guys are just getting into the relationship, if you guys sit and have that conversation to say, yo, this is who I am, this is what I want, these are my needs, as in communicate openly so that you guys are on the same page, understand yourselves,
yeah,
then that's a really nice way to maintain intimacy, because then you know what your partner likes, what your partner doesn't like, you know. There's just this like strong communication, just makes, I feel communication makes a relationship stronger, because then you're communicating openly and honestly about your feelings, your needs, your desires, what exactly you want. So right, in terms of maintaining intimacy, I think communication goes a long way, and that's one thing that a lot of relationships are lacking, and it could shake the relationship if it's not, you know, if it's not there. So that's one thing.
Yeah,
thing, yeah, if it's not there. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing in regards to maintaining intimacy. I'll just mention a few other things. I think spending quality time, know what your partner likes doing. If it's, so sometimes you have to compromise, in the sense that personally I don't like football, but I'm married to someone that is like a hardcore Barcelona fan, even when I don't want to watch it or I don't understand it, to, you know, just to maintain quality time or just to spend time together. And I know he's so into that. I mean, I would want to watch the match, you know, just, you know, sit down, have conversations during the match, ask questions, who's that player, what's the person doing, what team is this, what club are they playing against, that kind of thing. Just, you know, show a little bit of interest. That's another way of building intimacy, because you get to understand, learn new things while spending quality time together. You get to prioritize activities. Another thing I think is physical. Or no, I know actually. It's physical.
I know you do.
Physical affection. Because, hey, you know, one of my love languages, you know, physical touch. Anyway, so I think showing physical affection.
And guys, for the record, physical touch just simply means sex, yeah? So for those mixing.
What?
Simply means sex. Yeah, well, go ahead.
You're obviously very clueless.
No, no. That's a woman's party. No, it does not.
You're so clueless. So, guys, I don't know where. I don't know what village this is from, but I don't know what he's talking about.
No, so, but when you guys going to mention sex? Because, like, what are you guys saying? You guys are not...
It depends.
Like, so why would you put sex in all of this, guys?
No, but Sam, what I was speaking to was more in regards towards the sexual part of a relationship, right? Like, if you know what your partner wants. I didn't mean, like, don't come and tell me you want to eat banana bread. I'm not making you banana bread every weekend. You eat it once, like, every 3 months. But when it comes to, like, part in a relationship.
The list you were talking about was for sex?
Yeah, it's like that. That's exactly where my head was going. It's more like a list of things.
Oh, really?
Try. Oh, say so. Yeah. Exactly, for the record, Jackie. For the record, please spell it out.
I'm so lost. Because I wasn't thinking the list was sexual. I thought you meant like a list of things you want, like, in the relationship. Have to be. Oh wow. Okay.
No. I meant like a list of things that each person as an individual likes, like more, like when I think
sexually?
Of intimacy, yeah, when I think of intimacy, like I don't know, in my head, intimacy is like intimacy.
Exactly. Thank you. Finally.
No, guys. Okay, guys. I'm sorry. You guys have to wait. So, I hope you guys know that there's physical intimacy, spiritual intimacy, emotional intimacy, and I think mental or intellectual intimacy.
Hold on.
I think we should have just said sexual intimacy. If it's sexual intimacy we're going into, but if it's physical intimacy we're going into, but even at that, physical intimacy, I think it embodies a lot of things. We're talking hugs, kisses, cuddling. There's so many things. It could just be holding hands. And also, if I'm a very deep thinker in some certain areas, in terms of intimacy, there are several types of it. You don't necessarily have to have sex with someone to be intimate with that person. Do you guys know that?
Yes, I know.
No, I understand that. But my thing that I'm saying, right, is that in relationships, a lot of people remember the other parts of intimacy. They remember the kissing, whether it's in public or you're just trying to put on a show, that's totally fine. A lot of people remember the other parts of intimacy. But once people become comfortable in a relationship, they forget the sexual part of intimacy. And that's kind of where my head was going. It's like, when you become too comfortable with someone that you are with 24/7, you completely forget the way you even got to where you were at some point. If I really sit down with someone right now and they tell me that my relationship was based on everything else and sex wasn't a big part, that's a lie.
That is a lie
from now to next year. I'm sorry.
You're so into it. Okay. Keep going.
No, she's speaking my mind.
The reason I would say that is because when we end up in comfortable relationships, when you get to a situation where you have to go hang out with friends, you have to go hang out with family, you remember the other part of intimacy. That can kind of spark that up in a certain situation. It will remind you that, okay, I need to hold their hand. I need to kiss their cheek. I need to like rub their back. You know what I mean? If you see them uncomfortable, you remember what you would do before to help them get comfortable. But once you get back in the house, like, I know people who sit in relationships and they can sit for 6 months without having any sex. And I'm just like, I don't know. I feel like there's a disconnect there. I don't know. Maybe it depends on the person, but wouldn't you feel like you're just living with your friend? Like, what's the point?
Or a roommate or something.
Thank you. I would feel that way, Jackie. I can answer to you. But I have a question, Jackie. Now, when you leave me... Jackie, don't you think... since you were referring to sex with the list, don't you think you then lose that sense of spontaneity? I mean, if you had a list, bringing up a list, you know, so won't you lose that sense of, you know, that spark if you were to use a list, if you see what I mean?
No, and I'll tell you exactly why.
Please do.
And it's a comment that I made before. When you start a relationship, right, you're more open because at the beginning of the relationship, you're not in love yet, if that makes sense.
Yes,
so even if you lose that person, you're not going to lose someone that's completely too dear to you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas you date that person for a year or two, you're so deep in love right now that if you lose them, it's probably going to be way harder for you.
Mm-hmm.
So at the beginning of the relationship, the reason why I think a list makes sense is because you're more open. So you would say the things that you're thinking at that time. You would say the things that you want to try. You would say like the things that your ideal relationship would be like. And then the reason it wouldn't lose the I can't pronounce the word right now.
Spontaneity. Yeah.
That word. Thank you. Yeah. It's because if you wake up 6 months later or you wake up like 5 months later and you feel like a disconnect, you have a conversation with your partner. You're like, you know what? I feel like we're having a disconnect. I feel like something's not, that spark isn't there. I need a spark. Then you're like, okay, well, remember the list we made? Like, it's just a bit different because like, it doesn't have to be a routine. If you make it a routine, then you lose the spark of it. But if you make it in certain situations, you can bring it up. You don't always have to bring it up, but in certain situations, when you feel like you're out of blocker, you bring it up. then it kind of, I don't know, it's like an adrenaline rush in my head.
Yeah. So basically, the list is to like rekindle or rejig the emotions and all that that you guys felt at the start of the relationship, basically.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, another question, Jackie. So I mean, hypothetically speaking, in your list, so what would we have on that list? Like what would be on that list? I mean, just...
No, skip that question, please. Let's keep moving. Skip that question. Next question.
I realize. I mean, assuming for you originally, I mean, got us lost because we thought something else when we had the list, you know.
So exactly. So I would really like you to explain.
It's to spell it out exactly, like everything you say.
So I don't listen to break it down. Saying.
You see what I mean? So yeah, so which was why I asked that question. But it's okay if you were saying something else.
No, I wasn't going to say anything. I was going to say, I think Oyin had a question.
Okay.
I believe I heard you.
Yeah, so on that list, like, while you're, like, just to clarify, everything there is sexual, or are there other things, like, other things added there to, in regards to intimacy? Reason I'm asking is sometimes priorities change. Things happen in the course of the relationship. Maybe what if there's an unforeseen circumstance or something happens and the thing, like the spark is just not there, or it's difficult to rekindle some things that you know, you put on that list. How do you navigate through that? Like, what do you do?
It doesn't all have to be, okay, I'll give you a prime example, right? There was this guy that I was dating. I don't want to say in a relationship with, because that wasn't a relationship. Dating is the word I would use, right?
Okay.
And I did like tell him that we should do that list. And one of the things that we had on that list was when we felt a disconnect, we literally had to sit down for 30 minutes and just look at each other.
Wow. So, and
you
like
know what?
What?
You know what? That is actually such a powerful practice.
Do you know? Yes, it's actually a nice thing to do, but it depends on your partner. Someone like Samuel doesn't look like he has your patience. Someone like Samuel doesn't look like he has the patience to sit down and look at you. It's like, when would this thing finish now? Like, I don't think he has that kind of patience. I'm worried for his partner.
Please, speak for yourself. Jackie, so this is one of the issues I have with Oyida. I mean, even when I was speaking personally,
please.
Right? I never made any like suggestions, like
okay,
saying,
okay.
"Oh,
so
when you
do this." Oh,
you laughed when I said it. You laughed.
Because
very sarcastic laugh. Hold on, Samuel. Are you saying that you will sit down and look into your partner's eyes for 30 minutes to connect with your partner?
Hold on, right?
Is that something that would interest you? If you had other options and you were asked to do that one.
Yeah, let me answer that.
No, wait. Answer my question.
No, Tamara, I think it's a good question for you. Okay, think of it this way, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, because let's put it this way, right? The relationship is not going good, but the sex is going good, right? And your partner tells you that she wants you to sit with her for 30 minutes, look at her, remember why you're in this relationship with her altogether. Because that's just one part of it. So you need to now look at her and see why you fell in love with her again. Would you be able to do just one?
I will. Because all the parts of the relationship are going good. Jackie, I will, because I know. So for example, you mentioned the sex is good. Yeah. So I know at the end of that staring contest, it's going to be wild.
Okay, so the sex is not good. If the sex is not all that great. And they sit down, look at your partner's eyes.
Then we won't just be sitting down.
Someone's wondering why you're in a
relationship. We need to explain why the sex is not good. We need to talk it out, basically. So, yeah, I mean, if that were the case, then we'll do more than staring. We need to, like, I'll try with you to tell you, like, I mean, these are the issues I have. I mean, sex is not good. I mean, you're not paying me enough attention and all that, you know. So it would be more than a staring contest. We'd have like an honest conversation, you know, in that situation.
You keep calling it a staring contest. It's not a staring contest.
That's for you to understand. You see, guys, you see, that's for you to know the kind of.
No, that's so.
That was the first The first problem is the term you're using.
A reflection, a reminder.
Just call it a reminder.
Okay.
Because it's just a reminder. And you know what? It sounds like a stupid practice, but I feel like a lot of people should think about adding it. Because it's just like you're sitting down and you're looking at that person and you're like, how did we get here? Like, what brought us to where we are today? And then it just gives you like a reminder of the good things that you all went through, the bad things, like the struggles that you've been through. It doesn't have to be 30 minutes, to each his own. So
Jackie, follow up question on this one. So you said you had this with some dude, yeah. So how did it go? This reminder, how did it go? Because you said there was this dude, right? So you wouldn't call it dating, you wouldn't blah blah blah. So now, how did that go? Did it help the relationship eventually?
It reminded me of all the reasons why I wanted to punch him in the trachea. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
No. No, the practice itself actually went good. We ended up seeing each other for like a few more months, but you know, sometimes when it dies, it dies. There's no need in watering a flower that will never grow back. So.
Wow. Okay, but honestly, Jackie and I have been speaking. Samuel, I would like to know what your thoughts are in regards to maintaining intimacy. So what are your thoughts?
So I think sex has to be good, for sure. And you see, I was just sitting here listening to you guys and... well, Jackie later said, I mean, the list was about sex, but I think sometimes it gets lost in whatever the communication, the relationship, and I think it's very vital, very, very vital in a relationship, because like that, I mean, a couple of activities happen beforehand, a couple of activities can also happen after sex, yeah, like, I mean, foreplay, then also cuddling afterwards, you know, so there's a lot of bonding that goes on around sex that, you know, we tend to lose sight of, you know, and I think it's very vital, very, very vital in a relationship, because it just, you know, it for me, it keeps that spark alive, it keeps that, so yeah, there's a different, if it's a case of there's no spark in the sex, then it's another case entirely, right? So how do you then keep that, you know, alive, keep the energy burning and all that stuff, you know, that's a different question entirely. But I think in a relationship, you know, to stay committed, first sex has to be good, then I think it's about listening and proper communication, because sometimes again we take some things for granted, you know, we tend not to pay attention, sometimes we get complacent, you know, after a while with some people, you know. So I mean, at the start of it, you tend to notice a couple of things, you know. So for example, your lady makes a new hairstyle or something, you're like, oh, you look really beautiful in that, you know, like you pay compliments and all that stuff, you know. Then because you've seen it so many times and you then tend to just say it less often, you see what I mean? So I think those little things, especially for women, I mean, they know this, it makes them feel good, it makes them feel beautiful, it makes them feel valued, it makes them feel seen. You see what I mean? So if you do not pay attention to those little things, which you used to do before, you know, which you then, I mean, suddenly forgot, you know, I think that would also hurt the relationship, you know. So paying attention, communicating, understanding the needs of your partners. You know, sometimes people in a relationship, you know, you can find one party saying one thing over and over, saying, oh, there's this thing I love to do, you know, but you're just hearing and not listening, you know, like, you know, so just keep that. And I think that's the toughest part of a relationship, maintaining that same energy, you know, even after, I mean, having, you know, seeing the person you've been together for a while, you know, tend to maintain that energy, that same energy. I think that's the toughest part of the relationship. And I think regular sex, you know, is a constant reminder of like how much you appreciate the person, how much you guys bond, you know, because again, as I said, there are several activities that take place before and after, you know, that you guys, you know, cuddling, holding hands, kissing, all those things are ways to stay connected. And I think it's very vital, you know, so yeah, that's
I understand what you're saying. I understand where you're coming from, Samuel, but to be honest, I don't think, yeah, sex is good. Like, it, of course, in terms of intimacy, it's one key factor. But the way you're emphasizing it, I don't think it's like the main thing. There are other things as well that also build intimacy, not just sex.
I agree, which is why I said.
But you know what? Now thinking about it, I think it's a personal thing depending on the person.
So you're calling me
so, if that's what you want to tag yourself, I didn't say that. So the reason I'm saying, I think it depends on the person, yeah. So, okay. Like if I have a list, like communicating, spending quality time, physical touch, yada yada yada, and you also have your list, my number one will probably not be your number one. Like, yes, you know, okay, yes, it's good to communicate, it's good to da da da, but to you, intimacy to you. It's different from what intimacy to me means.
Okay.
Yeah, intimacy.
Yeah, so intimacy to you, your number one might be sex. My number one might be communication.
Okay, so I understand. So which is why, after saying sex, I then mentioned communication. So the objective of communication in that, my response is, communication would enable you to understand what your partner then wants. So don't just hear what she says, listen to what she says, pay attention to her needs. You see what I mean? So that's the point of communication. And yes, I think I'll give you that to say, yes, it may be from a personal perspective to say sex is number one for mine. Yeah, but I know for sure when you back that up with communication, it works with any situation, because as long as you pay attention, you listen, you very observant to understand how this person works, what she loves and all that, then just do accordingly, basically. That's it.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Okay.
So does that answer your question?
Oh yeah, you answered it a bit, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm. So for me, I think again, communication is very key. I think it's very, very key. And you see, one of the not just communication. I think I would say because you have passive communication, you have active communication. So it's about doing the work, not just talk, right? Because a lot of people say, oh yeah, okay, tell me what you want. Then they say, then you don't back it up with action. So I think it's important. Listen, then follow up with action. Very key. Follow up with action, even if it's baby steps, at least the other person will see that, you actually listened and you're making that effort to, work towards those things they do love, So yeah, that's what I would say. But again, yeah, whatever rocks your boat, if it's a list, like Jackie says, a list of different sex styles, which you failed to mention, but we get the point. Or a list of, or in Oyin's case, intimacy, meaning physical touch, communication, yada yada yada.
For me, before you mix everything up as usual. So yeah, like I was saying, to me, like communicate properly, spend quality time together as a team or whatnot. Physical touch important, always be present and attentive is very important as well. Just like Samuel said, listen, be attentive, and also, take action. Be supportive of your partner, always encourage your partner, listen actively, just, give your partner a shoulder to lean on, and then be understanding as well. And also forgiveness. There are a lot of things. There are times where there are disagreements. There are so many ups and downs sometimes in relationships, or maybe, yeah, just being forgiveness. How you guys sit down, talk about it, get to that part. That part of forgiveness also builds intimacy.
So, final question.
I have a question. Oh,
okay. Sorry. Go ahead, Jackie. Go ahead.
I have a question for you. Okay, so what if you're doing all that, but it still feels like you're just living with your best friend? Then what?
Well,
what if you're doing, what if all of that is working? There's communication, there's physical touch, all of that is working, right? You all are having the best communication. If something's wrong, you say it right then and there. You don't wait, you don't hold grudges, you've learned to forgive the person you're with. Mm-hmm. What if you're doing all that and then at night when you both go to bed, you turn your backs to each other? What if all of that is not enough? Then what?
Well, that is very deep.
I think I was thinking of this question when you said it before as well, but now I want to ask, what if all of that is okay, but it still just feels like a platonic friendship? Because there are times when that happens in people's relationships, but it feels like a platonic friendship, but because they have all of that, they would rather starve themselves and stay there than address that it's a bit more than that. I don't know if I'm making sense.
Yeah, you are. And thank you for addressing the question to me, by the way. Yeah.
Samuel is waiting for your answer.
I'm going to wait for a very long time because I don't know what he's up to. But yeah, so it depends. Like in the case of marriage, yeah, I guess there are multiple options. You could go for, like, if you guys are butting heads or just things are just not working, you could go for therapy. Talk to someone different, someone that probably doesn't know you. But you know what, it depends on who you're also married to, because there are men or women that don't believe in like external people contributing to their relationship. So if I'm to be very honest with you, I honestly don't know, especially when it's marriage, because it's like I don't know. It's like you're trapped. You know? It's do or die. So you have to find a way. You have to find a way. Except you're saying like, yes, this is happening and whatever the case may be, I want to leave. But it's like do or die. And it's a very difficult thing that people face. But it's like do or die. It's like, there's so many things, like they're so like, yeah, like I understand what you're saying. It's simpler when it's a relationship and they're just two single people getting to, you know each other, or they've been together for a while. It's simpler than when you're married. When you're married, it's a whole different ball game.
Interesting perspective there. So for me, if I had taken that question, I would say, like, if everything is, to be honest, there'll be something that is missing, actually. That if you think back properly, like if you think back and sit back, right, you'd see something has actually changed. Again, this is me, because I mean, I know, I understand, you know, women assess situations quite differently. But from my own perspective, like if I were to say, find you attractive, or I were to say, I love the way you think, I love the way you process situations, you know, like there are some things that would originally at the start of the relationship would have attracted me to you, right? So if at some point we're going to bed and, you know, turning our backs at each other, then something from my own perspective must have changed for us to be in that situation. Personally, for me, like if nothing has changed, then basically I'll just try to understand why you're feeling that way. Maybe it's something from your end, but like I would still show the same level of energy I showed at the start of the relationship, you know. So something may have changed, and several things, a lot of things can change along the line, you know. So again, as I said, it could be you noticed a couple of things at the start and now those things are not there, you know. So yeah, that's what I was
saying. Yeah, so when those things, like, yeah, when things change, so she asked me, what would I do? So what would you do when things change?
Oh, then, for example, to put it into context. So let's say, for example, I love the way you process situations at the start of the relationship. Like, I see you're methodical, you know, like you are very, say, rational, you know, you don't let your feelings get into your head. So if I then notice now, like, you're very emotional, like, you're faced with a situation, instead of to process and analyze it, you know, you're just, you know, like screaming, then I would let you know that, oh, this is what you're doing and I don't like it, you know. So basically, to answer your question, is I would communicate with you, I would have a conversation with you to say, oh, I noticed, I mean, this things you never used to do this, but now you're doing this, you know. So yeah, I'll bring it to your attention, please. That's what I'll do.
Let yes. You. So if I'm to reference Jackie's question.
Wait,
even
if
I'm to reference Jackie's question, even after communicating and things don't work, what do you suggest?
What would you do? And that's exactly what I was asking, because Samuel, let's put it in this type of situation, right?
Okay.
You're doing all of that. The person that you're speaking to is acting like they're listening, like they're there, right?
Okay.
And it seems okay, but it's not working. It feels more platonic than it feels like a relationship. What would you do?
So I don't think the way you're putting the question is putting.
Does that even apply to marriage? Because does that
I don't think it
exactly
probably...
100% applies to marriage. And the reason
even
why
I'm saying it is because marriage. That's why they say because in marriage there are times that you fall out of love. I hope you know, right? Love doesn't hold for like. It comes and goes. Like it comes and goes. I don't want to go into another topic, but if I'm being honest, how many companies
is love is like weather, guys? So there's the summer, you have the summer season, you have fall.
Keep your mouth shut. He knows what every married couple knows.
I don't know.
So you don't know. So yeah,
mine is all season tires.
Yeah, they are lying. I don't believe you. For being honest here, Jackie, I'm married and I'm telling you, there are times where I'm so in love with my husband and there are times where I'm totally not in love with him. And I'm like, and I'm being honest with you. I'm like, this man has come again. This, that kind of thing. And that is real life. And what sustains that is friendship. What holds you guys together is friendship. But there are times where you sit and you don't remember, even when you're so pissed. When you look at the kids, of course the person didn't, there's just something, what you guys are or what you guys have built or how far you guys have come. When you think back, you know that there's so much more. You have to think of those things that you fell in love with. You have to be intentional about some certain things where you try to remember, you know, because there are times it gets. There are times where there are arguments, and there are times where, except Sam is lying to you completely. So you're telling me that in your so years of marriage, you've been all lovey-dovey from beginning to end.
I have
a comment before Sam comes in.
There's no married couple that has the perfect marriage.
That's completely
that
true.
That has the perfect marriage. That will tell you, oh my God, I'm so in love. Oh my
24/7.
God.
24/7. No, it's not possible. I completely agree on you. But what I'm saying is that, right? And maybe this is just like a bit of psychology in my head. I don't know. Or maybe it's the single person brain. I don't know. So what I'm saying is that, and one thing I'll point out is that you're still with your husband because at the end of the day, there's one word that you made. I don't know if it's a sentence or word that you made in the comment you just made, right? Mm-hmm. Is that you remember the reason you fell in love, right? Mm-hmm. There are certain people that get into marriages, mm-hmm. and that love gets shattered. And when I say shattered, it's that type of shattered that you will sit down and try to remember why you fell in love, and you only remember the hate you have for that person, right? Yeah.
Mm. What? Jackie, where are you from? Who hurt you?
No. It's not me personally. You see it a lot these days. Like, you walk out of your house, and you will see a man and woman just like, they've probably been married for like 30 years, but you don't feel even the tiniest drop of love. Now, it depends on the person. Don't get me wrong. Not everyone's love you can see on the outside, right? Some people are more like internal. They have to be with their person. That's completely understandable. But what I'm saying is that your situation doesn't count, because at the end of the day, you sat down and you remembered why you fell in love with your husband. And that's one of the reasons that it kept you pushing, right? On top of the other things that are there, which I can't say that I know. But that had to have been one of the reasons that kept you pushing. But what I'm saying is that, and I feel like this happens a lot with our parents, right? Or not even our parents, but just immigrant parents, just immigrant parents, is that they are so unhappy in marriages, but don't leave.
Yeah, you are so right.
So then what would you do? Because the intimacy is not there. The communication is not there. Even being best friends is not there.
For some of them, there was never intimacy. there was never love or anything. There are a lot of people that got married that had arranged marriages. Or had to, you know, I don't know. But if you look back, a lot of parents who have been married for a long time got married out of maybe my friend's friend. You guys, my friend, this is my friend, this is me, I have a child, my friend has a child, I want, you know, both of you to, you do da 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 da. Most of those things, most of, so a lot of them never experienced, some of, a lot of them, yeah, a lot of them never experienced love. A lot of them never experienced intimacy. I mean, what about men that, when you're married, or even a woman, both man and woman, you know, they just have sex. The sex is just, let's
it's
procreate.
Just part of the relationship,
yeah,
right?
Let's procreate, let's make kids, and that's exactly. It. They don't, like, there's no, it's just sex. The guy will finish and he'll just leave. Or sometimes it can even be rape. And then he'll just finish and leave. Like, there's no, so most of those, most, they, how would I put it? The love, for some people, they just didn't experience love when they started, intimacy. The only thing they know is respect. Even though it's not mutual, they're also told to just accept things as they are, as in, you know, not to speak, not to, but that's, you know what, that's even another topic on its own.
That's a whole other topic on its own, exactly. Okay, so maybe that wasn't a good example that I gave, right? But think of a situation where it's someone more in our generation that entered into a love marriage, but they don't want to leave that marriage, although none of those things are there. They don't want to leave because of probably the ideas of society or probably what people will say. I know I'm probably talking
judgment.
About after this, I'll shut up. So I think my question is, like, we've all said the things that would work, right? But now what would your advice be to someone that has tried all those things and it's not working? My advice, pack your bags and go. This time is not by force.
If you see, I mean, like, you've tried everything. I mean, then there's, I wouldn't say, like, you only have one life to live here. And I wouldn't say you subject your life in misery. Because it's just, like, you wouldn't enjoy life, you know. So I would just say, like, call it quick, man, to be honest. Like, if you see you've tried everything, you know, just call it quick. So yeah, I agree. Sometimes it's just that way where you give it your all and still you're not getting what you truly deserve, you know. So yeah, well, thank you so much, Jackie. I mean, your thoughts have been quite interesting, to be honest. You know, so thank you so much for coming once again. And guys, you know, anytime, personally, I would like to see what our audience thinks about this topic, to be honest. Like, so guys, you know how to follow up the conversations on Instagram at elanradio, elanradio, or you send us an email at hello@elanradio@yahoo.com. We'd love to hear your opinions about this. What would you do? I mean, for example, Jackie's last question, what would you do if you try everything and it still does not work, right? We'd love to hear your feedback. So guys, let us know what you think. And
there are multiple platforms in which you can listen to this podcast. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcast, Overcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Castbox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher.
That's
on that note, guys, I'm signing out. It's your girl Oyenda.
Okay, so Jackie, thanks again for gracing us with your presence. We really do appreciate it. Your thoughts, I mean, very, especially the questions you pushed out on you, not me. I really appreciate that part. You know?
Thank you both so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.